Last time on Whack My Bush, George W. and Tony B. accidentally left their microphones on while taking a comfort break at the UN. After dissing most of the international community and letting slip Cherie Blair's penchant for PVC dominatrix suits, they're now getting ready to go off on their holidays. So, the world is safe for at least 2 weeks.
Sun cream, sun cream. Where the hell's my mango and coconut back to 50?
Oh, shite. Was that sun cream? I've just finished it. Bloody tasty, considering.
Oh, what? You fat pig! I can't turn my back on you for a minute without you stuffing something into your gob.
Yeah, just imagine how much I can get through in the 2 weeks while you're away. I'll be running the country, so I can declare martial law and demand all pork pies in Melton Mowbray and every pasty from Cornwall of the Isle of Wight stewed in rich gravy.
That's where you're wrong, Mr. Lardy. This time, Sunbun will be keeping an eye on you.
What?
Margaret!
No, not Margaret Beckett. She won't let me do anything.
Tony, I got you some spare mango and coconut factor 50, just in case Godzilla scoffed it.
Thanks, Margaret. You're a star.
Bloody goody two-shoes.
I'd rather be a goody two-shoes than a fatty fortunes.
See, John, you can't win against her. So this time I can go away knowing that you're not going to eat, shag or croquet your way into trouble.
No croquet? But it's the middle of the season. I've got a chance to win the European Championship this year.
Chuff, I've already confiscated your mallets and hoops.
That don't bother me, love.
And your spare set.
Oh, what? That's bloody not fair. You can't leave me like this, Tony.
Yes, watch me, fatso. I'd say have fun, but you won't.
Let me carry your bag, Tony.
Oh, thanks, Margaret. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Bastards. I won't let them spoil my summer. I'm going to party hearty. And I know just the man to help me do it.
Wag my bush, come on!
Mustn't forget to pack my rubber ducky. Oh, Condi, I'm so excited about Tony coming on holiday with us.
Oh yeah, I'm just thrilled. I'm sure it'll be much better than the 2 weeks I had lined up in Bora Bora judging the International Hunks and Trunks competition.
Yeah, that sounded pretty dull to me. Huh, a road trip with me and Tony is much more fun, especially when he sees the new look Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I've got some bad news on that, honey. We're not allowed to recarve Mount Rushmore into you, your dad, Jeb, and Barney.
What? Why not, Condi?
People just feel that Lincoln, Roosevelt, Washington, and Jefferson are more important.
More important? But Jefferson's only famous because of his airplane, and Roosevelt only invented the teddy bear. It's not fair! Barney's cuter than any of them!
Oh, there, sugar. How about if we try to get Barney onto the $1 bill instead of George Washington?
Yeah, well, that might be okay. When will you be able to do that?
Oh, shoot. That's a good question.
Hi, guys!
Tony, thank God. Just in the nick of time.
All ready for our road trip?
Yep.
You bet! We're gonna show you the best of America. We're going to Paris, Luxor, and Mandalay. Aren't those places in France, Egypt, and Burma?
No, he means the Paris, Luxor, and Mandalay Bay hotels in Vegas.
But if the Frenchies want to copy us and have their own Paris, that's up to them.
Now come on, boys. If we drive fast, we can just make happy hour at Caesar's Palace the day after tomorrow. God knows, to cope with 2 weeks with you guys, I'm gonna need a few stiff ones. And a couple of drinks might help, too.
Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
You see what I'm having to put up with, Arnie?
My God, she's chained at the fridge and the minibar. What kind of a crazy bitch would do that?
An evil crazy bitch. Tony's only been out of the country 2 hours and she's already impounded every croquet mallet and pork pie in the country.
It's a good thing you called me, Fatty. You need the kind of firepower only the governor can provide. Now, stand back. You know, this reminds me of a scene from Predator when we...
Just shoot the bloody lock. I'm getting port withdrawal symptoms. My fridge. Oh, what have you done, Arnie? What have you done?
Oopsie. I forgot. The armor-piercing rounds might vaporize the contents of the fridge. And, of course, the fridge.
What the hell's going on in here? Have you been at the fridge again, fatso?
No, Margaret, it weren't me. It were him with a gun.
Freddy, you coward! 1 minute you're all shoot the bloody lock, and next you're,
it wasn't me. Blame the hunky man with the big gun.
Right, I'll take that.
Hey, that's my gun.
Not anymore.
Ah, what are you doing, cadaver woman? You bent the barrel of my M60 with your bare hands. My God, that's so sexy. Oh, I would do you right here if you didn't look like a cross between my dead granny and the horse that's also dead.
Right, you're both in detention tonight. And if I have one more peep out of either of you, you'll go to bed without your dinner. Now, what do you say?
Sorry, Miss Beckett.
Whack my bush.
I will not shoot the bridge with a heavy machine gun. I will not shoot the bridge with a heavy machine gun.
So, what are you two in for?
Trying to break into the fridge. What about you, Gordon?
She caught me plotting Tony's political downfall behind the bike sheds.
Stop talking, Brown!
Yes, Miss Pickett.
Prescott, another 50 lines.
What? But he was...
100 lines.
Oh, bollocks.
Psst, Fatty. Yeah.
Midnight feast in my dormitory. Bring tequila and bunny girls. I'll be there. Here, Gordon.
Prescott, Saturday detention.
Oh, what? Arnie, we're going to have to do something. This is the worst summer holiday ever.
The worst summer holiday ever? Well, he's clearly never spent 2 weeks in a broken-down caravan in Port Talbot with no entertainment except for a pack of 47 cards and a torn-out page from an old copy of Razzle. But what are they going to do? And will they be caught by the eagle-eyed Margaret Beckett?
Silence in the back there! You, boy, what's your name?
Hildred Minor, Miss Beckett.
Detention! I want to see you in my office before the next incredibly strict episode of...
Whack my bush.